But why go to all the trouble of competing for the Oscar when you have a chance to simply own the Oscar for the greatest film ever made? Today in Los Angeles, Sotheby's auctions the Best Original Screenplay Award for Citizen Kane. That's the Orson Welles movie from 1941 about the life of a media mogul. We've called Margaret Barrett of a different auction house, Bonhams and Butterfields, who has some personal history with this statuette, do you not?
I do. I actually tried to sell that Oscar a few years ago, but I was not able to sell it for legal reasons. But now apparently Sotheby's can, so I wish them luck.
There was some dispute over who owned it when you tried to sell it?
It wasn't really about ownership. It was just about the right to sell it.
Okay. So you've actually gotten to pick this thing up and handle it?
I've touched it personally. I've flown with it on a plane. I feel like he's my friend.
Well, is there anything special about this particular Oscar?
Well, I think it's special because it was Orson Welles, and it's from a film that we now consider one of the best ones ever made in this country.
But it looks like every other Oscar?
It does. They're the little gold guys. Everyone can sort of visualize it, but it's more of about who owned it and what it was awarded for.
Well, now, how did this statue get onto the auction circuit, so to speak?
Well, I think it's just one of these pieces that have been floating around Hollywood for years, and it's got a long, interesting history. At one point, Orson Welles loaned it to, I believe, a cameraman, and then when Orson Welles passed away, his cameraman kept it, did not return it back to the estate, and that's where all the issues arise. Orson Welles' family then got a replacement Oscar for it. Then the original one turned up at Sotheby's many years ago, and then it wasn't able to be sold because there was this replacement one. It's this long, involved story.
Well, now, is there some rule against selling Oscars at auction?
There is. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences allows Oscars to be sold from before 1950, but not after 1950. So there is a finite number that can be bought and sold at auction.
And how often does one of them come on the market?
Not that often, which is why when they do, the press gets excited, the public gets excited.
So what might this thing be worth?
I think it could bring in $1 million.
Is that what you were hoping to sell it for the time you had a chance or almost had a chance?
Yeah, I think I was. I think that was in the back of my head.
It was in the back of your head and perhaps in the front of someone's wallet as well, but it didn't happen then.
Right. But you know, you can never predict an auction. Auction is so fun because you never know what happens with a certain piece until the day of the sale.
It depends on whether there is that collector who is that determined to get this no matter what.
You need two collectors. Bid against each other to get a top dollar like that. If only one person wants it, they don't have to pay so much.
So will you be attending the auction just to say hello to your old friend?
No, because I'm too busy with my own auction at my own auction house. But I do wish my colleagues at Sotheby's good luck.
Margaret Barrett of Bonhams and Butterfields, thanks very much.
Thank you.
The 1941 Oscar for Best Original Screenplay will be auctioned today in Los Angeles. It's for the movie Citizen Kane. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.